I mentioned during the shiur about getting married the night before Tainis Esther, the night before a fast day. That's a Nefesh Harav, page 196. It's also in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Ches, 18, Halacha He, Halacha number 5. Now, there's one point I didn't mention during the shiur, which is as follows. On a Tainis, we say Anenu. Anenu, we mentioned, it's an Eist Tzara. So how exactly does that blend in? How could it be? Is it possible that a day that we say Eist Tzara can at the same time be a Yom Simcha as well? Oh. So I discussed this with Rav Baruch Simon Shlita. And he brought a tremendous proof from the halachos of Smichas Gula Tfila that there's no contradiction. A day can be a Yom Simcha as well as an Eist Tzara. And he brought the proof from as follows. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, the din of Smichas Gula Tfila. The Ramah writes that Rabbeinu Tam says that Smichas Gula Tfila does not apply on Shabbos. You don't have to connect Goa Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. Why? Because one of the sources for connecting Gula and Tfila is the fact that two psukim in Tehillim are mentioned one right after the other. It says, "You are turning me v'yagim v'yifanech Hashem tziri v'go ali," at the end of Perek Yud Tes, and then it says, beginning of Perek Kaf, "Yancha Hashem v'yom tzara." So Gula is mentioned next to tzara. Oh, and Rabbeinu Tam says, Shabbos is not as man of tzara. Therefore, we don't connect Gula to Tfila on Shabbos. That's a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah goes on to say, however, that Smichas Gula Tfila does apply on Yom Tov. Why? Because there you made din. We're judged. On each of the four Yom Tovim, on Pesach, we're judged for the produce, etc. So it's explicit in the Ramah that we're assuming that the Yom Tovs are considered Eis Tzaras. And of course, there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov. There you may Simcha. So we see from the Ramah, Mefurash, that a day can be a Yom Simcha and an Eis Tzara at the same time. There's no contradiction. Oh, that's a beautiful proof of Rav Simon. The Pashup Shot is that the Tzara aspect is the fact that we're commemorating that they were fasting and they were davening and they were doing tshuva. So we are mentioning that it was an Eis Tzara. And therefore we have that special tefillah and tshuva. So we're reliving the tainus which they had. At the same time, however, we know the outcome was positive. And Hashem listened to our tefillos. And therefore, we experience simcha as well. Okay. With that, we'll stop here. Just to get the language of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah regarding eating before Megillah reading. The Ramah writes at the end of Siman Taf Reish Sadi Beis, Aval Aser Lechol Kodem Sheish Mekriyas HaMegillah Afilu HaTainis Kosh Olav. It's Aser to eat before the Megillah. Oh. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ubamagan Avram Masik, the Magan Avram concludes, Didafka Achilo Aser Aval Te'ima B'alma Shari, but a light snack is Mutter. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, quoting from the Magen Avraham, "Vafilu te'ima ein lahakel ela letzarech gadol tahainu cholek sas omisha misana v'tainis kashalo." Oh, so that's what I said. That even the te'ima is only mutter if you're a little sick, or the fast is very difficult. And what is a te'ima? V'shir te'ima hainu kibetza pas omashkin kishir betza. In other words, if you're very hungry before the Megillah reading, you have a headache, or you're a little sick, you're allowed to have a drink and a small bite to eat up to a kibetza of mizonos. You can have fruit, you can have yogurt, and that's mutter. Same thing in the morning. People aren't always aware of this. If for some reason you don't have Megillah reading early, then you shouldn't eat a meal before the Megillah reading. Okay, that's the That's that. Oh, just I wanted also to read the language regarding Tainus Esther being a Tainus of Simcha. So it's as follows. Oh, the Chayyadim writes that we fast on Tainus Esther. Kidei lizkor shabore yisparach roa kolish be'es saraso kasher yisana v'yashuv el Hashem b'chol levavo. Oh, that's what Tainus Esther is. That's what Tainus Esther is commemorating. And this is a real major yesod. On Tainus Esther, our thoughts should be focused on celebrating the fact that Hashem listens to our tefillos during times of tzaros, b'chol kareinu, eilav.